kiss not bite, especially in the winter. I was alone every night. Tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. Yesterday and the time before.
Sophisticated space.
But for me, music is the thing, you know. Do that as much as you can. It's, you know, just, I mean, being alone and playing music is probably the best.
This is DJ Marissa and DJ Anna, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, and currently you're listening to Sydney Gish.
There's got to be somebody's baby. Must be somebody's baby. Somebody's baby. Must be somebody's baby. Got to be somebody's baby. She's so fine.
She's probably somebody's. I'm shining. I'll take you back one day.
Okay, welcome back. Thank you for joining this hour of wholesome content with Marissa and
Anna.
And we're doing some mic juggling because I didn't get the board set up. Sorry about that, folks. So you just heard the first two songs were from Sydney Gish, and Sydney Gish is a up-and-coming artist who I know not that much about, except high recommendations from two friends who really enjoy Sydney's music. And then I had the opportunity to see her perform live at Tufts in the Crane Room at Spring Thing. And it was a really fun experience of having a first experience listening to an artist be a live experience, and then going back and like kind of enjoying it, like, yeah, being like sort of enjoying the music, but then going back and listening to some of those songs in recorded forms and getting more into it. And I feel like that's actually how I think my parents, or you know, other older adults in my life, have talked about that experience of going to see like Bob Dylan or someone, right, live, and then getting really into their music. And yeah, so I enjoyed that flip of how I think of that usually happening, yeah, today in circles that I'm in. So the first song was Sophisticated Space, which was fun because when it was performed in the Crane Room, Sydney Gish made this comment about, and look at this like high-ceilinged academic liberal arts New England room that we are in. What a sophisticated space, which, nice, is the name of the song. Yeah, yeah. And then the second song by her was Somebody's Baby. And then after that, we heard The Bay from the English Riviera.
And that's interesting that you do bring up, like, yeah, the change in how we are first, like, liking music, whether it's live or recorded, because I just got concert tickets this week. Music news. Music news. in Anna's life. Do you know what I'm talking about? The news sound. Okay. Anyway, I got tickets this week to a concert because it was cheap and it was with my friends after graduation. But to all artists that like I know vaguely that I've heard and like, but am not like an avid listener to any of them. So anyway, I'm excited to go to this concert and then start to really like the music. And I'm gonna play some I think Thundercat later in this hour to kind of start listening to this music that I'm gonna go see. Anyway, long talking segment. Now we're going to go into, I think, some shins, because I just think the title is funny and appropriate at this time in which I'm caring a lot about college and end of college things, but this is called Caring is Creepy.
I think I go home and mull this over before I drown it down my throat. At long last it's crashed, its colossal mass is broken up into bits of my world. Rip the mat
Sorry, everyone. So, we were just listening to some Rebel Bucket, which I might have honestly played that. Also, I have some backtracks on right now if you wanted to play. But, so...
is this Stranger Things?
Yes, this is Stranger Things.
Your mic works. Take yours.
Oh, I see. We were just listening to Rebel Bucket. I might have played this last week, but I wanted to hear it again. I'm also feeling just kind of sleepy and not really very able to sift through my music as effectively as I normally am this morning. But anyway, what I wanted to play next was because I went to the S Factor show this week, and I had never been to S Factor, and they were a lot of fun, but also Essence sang as well, and I would say that they really blew me away. They were really cool, and I had never seen them. And they sang some Mary J. Blige, which I wanted to play, so that's what was going to come next. Do you have anything to say, Marissa?
I also admire both of those groups and their talent.
Yeah.
Immensely.
Yeah. Okay. And also, just to be clear, listeners, because I had to clarify this morning when I first came in, this is not our last show. We have next week, which I was just thinking on my walk over this morning, that right now I have until the 10th, meaning next Friday, to finish all my assignments for the semester and therefore college, but I really want to finish on Thursday just so I can maybe go to senior bar night, have a really nice last show, and just be done. And so anyway, hopefully when we talk next week, both Marissa and I will be done with college.
Done with college.
That's crazy. And this is me holding to it, and now the listeners can hold me accountable.
Anna is making a very firm fist motion where she's like, this is happening.
This is happening.
In case you can't see, which you can't.
Yeah, that's true. So anyway, right now we're going to listen to some Mary J. Blige.
You know I love music. And every time I hear something hot, it makes me want to move. It makes me want to have fun. But it's something about this joint right here. This joint right here, it makes me want to
let it go. Can't let this thing called love get away from you. Feel free right now, go do what you want to do. Can't let nobody take it away. When I'm walking past the mirror. Don't stress through the night at a time, and my life ain't worried about if you feel it. Got my head on straight, I got my vibe right, I ain't gonna let you kill it. See, I won't change my life's just
walking past the mirror, mirror. Don't stress through the night at a time, and my life ain't worried about what you feel it, feel it. Got my head on straight, I got my vibe right. I ain't gonna let you kill it. See, I won't change my life just by
grateful prayers were prayed, and the people in the streets below were dancing round and round, and guns and swords and uniforms were scattered on the ground.
Listening to Cecilia from Simon and Garfunkel. And prior to that, you...
Hello.
Prior to that, you also heard by Simon and Garfunkel, Last Night I Had the Strangest Dream and El Condor Pasa, if I could. And Anna, can you tell us about the songs we heard before that?
Yeah. But I had talked about what I was playing before with Mary J. Blige, right?
No.
Yeah, because I talked about going to S Factor in Essence.
Oh, right. Thank you. Okay, so then next up, we're going to move into some Beatles. And Anna and I were just talking about how our show, I hope you listeners have enjoyed, our show is often an eclectic mix of newer music compared with very standby classics like Simon and Garfunkel and the Beatles. So a prime example of that.
Yeah.
Something in the way she moves Because the wind is high, it blows my mind. Because the wind is high. Oh, love is old, love is new.
Hands are tied.
Okay, and that was your Beatles block with wholesome content. Do, do, do. And that most recent song was You Won't See Me, a suggestion from Anna, and I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. I want to listen to more Rubber Soul in the next couple of weeks. I feel like it's a nice album that I don't often frequent.
Nice. And Because and Something were the other two songs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's time for a...
PSA.
So,
my sound of the day.
We have made this announcement in the past few weeks, and it is very exciting to say that it is tomorrow.
Wow!
Tomorrow, Saturday, May 4th.
Live music day!
Live music day here at WMFO.
Wow.
So, here at WMFO on Saturday, May 4th, tune in to hear some of your favorite local musicians between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. WMFO will host 9 bands and musicians.
That is so exciting.
Yeah. Yes, folks, that is 9. Please tune in. It's also what it says. No. Please tune in to WMFO 91.5 FM for live music day. And once again, if you're listening online, you can also be tuning in online at WMFO.org. And yeah, so that's going all... There's 40-minute performance blocks from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. with small breaks in between. And I'm definitely going to be tuning in and trying to hear some new local musicians.
Yeah.
Hope you do too.
Yay. Yeah, no, that I hope to as well, slash I'll set a reminder on my phone. But in terms of live music, another thing that's happening in the near future that's exciting is so much live music will be happening at my house next Tuesday at Porchformance. And if you know me, you should text me to ask about the address, because all is welcome. All are welcome. And there's so many Tufts people who are going to be coming out and singing and playing instruments. And I think it'll be really fun. And it's just recently been moved to Tuesday night.
And is that potentially the fifth date that has been...
Yeah, I think so. I'm not part of the organizing committee, committee being two people, but it has been shifting around quite a lot.
It does seem like a really exciting day to be outside on a porch, though.
Yeah.
Good weather on Tuesday.
Yeah. Speaking of the Beatles and Porchformance, is... I was just talking with someone about how... So, you know how, like, the porch that comes off my room, if you... have been to my house or just or okay I'm just going to describe this. Sorry, I think I'm a little sleepy this morning. There I live on the second floor of my house, and there's a porch coming off my room. But I was thinking that if a band plays there and then there are people below in the backyard, it's like the Beatles when they were looking up on top
of
the building. What was that? What did they play? Do you know? There's a movie about it. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, do you wait? Do you mean?
When they played on top in London, on top of a building.
I don't know, never mind.
Okay.
But there is, in that vein, I'm feeling we could keep bouncing off each other. In that vein, there's this Philadelphia-based band that I've heard perform. They're called Loose Leaf. And they have this great cover. I forget what the song is. They have a great cover of a Beatles song that they performed and filmed on top of a roof in Philadelphia. And
whoa,
it's so fun.
Oh,
and maybe the inspiration, and I just did not realize it. Wait, I want to look it up.
Okay. Should I put something on?
Yeah, you should put something on. But also, I might have to head out in a second. And
okay.
I want to say to the world, even though it's not our last day, that I'm really grateful for college and community freeform public radio.
Me too.
And I'm really grateful that we've had this show for... a year and a half. It's not really very long.
It feels like a long time.
And yeah, so thanks to the world for this being an option for us.
Yeah.
And okay, sentimental. Okay.
Yeah.
Put on some music.
Okay. I have some instrumentals I could play. How about that?
Great. Thank you. Thank you, Anna, for these acoustic, classical tunes that are so thrilling. We are going to transition to... We are going to transition to the song I was just talking about, which is by Philadelphia-based band Loose Leaf, and they performed on the WeWork Walnut Street rooftop in Center City, Philadelphia. That's funny. We talk about WeWork and sharing spaces in different ways, and they powered them their amplifiers and their recording rig by 100% solar energy to perform this and record it. And I think that's so cool. And the song is Don't Let Me Down. So I hope you enjoy.
She does. Ooh, she does. Yes, she does. And if somebody loved me like she does, ooh, she does. Yes, she does.
This is Wholesome Content, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Don't let me...
This is... My social security!
Don't let...
Okay, that was right.
What was that?
That was from a YouTube ad, and it was
What? I'm ready.
She does. She does. Yeah, she does. The first time.